Blog Talk Radio.
Power of his might. Put on the whole
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Jaguars Radio. Worldwide International Radio broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I'll be your host for the special day called Thursday Evening. But we're going to have to make a little detour. We're going to see if we put the Latter-day Saints and the Catholic Church on hold because of the volumes of call that came in and a lot of messages that we taught on yesterday. A lot of questions on the table, and a lot of historians made some calls in on the answer machine. And I'm going to play a little bit of it, and we're going to make a little adjustment on the Catholic Church. But that don't mean we're not going to get back on them shortly. But we have to kind of take a look at some messages that we heard on the machine, and then we're going to see if we analyze a few of them, and we're going to see if we take care of a little business. Because one thing about it, a lot of people have a lot of information, but what they do, they be dishonest with it, and they won't bring it out. But sometimes people will bring it out. We're going to get a case in point. A call came in from, and we want to hear some of what they got to say, and we hear it together. And then we'll see if we investigate it a little bit. So let's see if we find out what they saying, and we investigate a little bit and put some scriptures with it shortly.
She writes about this area. This area, used to be known, was once known as Little Africa, and still the oldest inhabitants of the area are the Negro race, and you can see them standing with their children and grandchildren surrounding them. So this part of it, this is why I say, it's like what I said earlier on about the world in one city, and, you know, what does the quintessential Scouser look like? There's been black people in this city since they had a population of less than 10,000 people. So, you know, black people have been an ever-present since Liverpool has been an important place. That was a situation where people were baptized because there was a theory amongst enslaved people that if you were baptized, you automatically became free. Then those people were baptized with the permission of their owners. So this would, you'll find it, for example, in St. James's, you'll find a man called Thomas Aspinall. He was a member of the Aspinall family I mentioned earlier on. He'd actually been based in Jamaica. He retires back to Liverpool and he brings the slave with him and has him baptized in the church, but it's with the appropriation of his master, Thomas Aspinall. Obviously, Thomas Aspinall, his master, sorry, the slave, had been baptized with his permission. They're raising money to have a memorial erected to the enslaved people who lived, died, and buried in Liverpool, because Liverpool has kind of forgotten about these people. I don't mention them in the lecture. Many people will tell you no slaves came to Liverpool. So we think it's about time that we have a memorial to the enslaved people in Liverpool who've been forgotten. In Liverpool, we have memorials to lots of terrible events that have taken place. And we think that Liverpool should really memorialize its role in a forgotten Holocaust, the role it played in the enslavement of literally millions and millions of people. So we've raised £35,000, which came off the back of seeing Colston come down. So I'm very much of the opinion that I want to build things up, you know. For me, it's about having things standing side by side with these memorials to people who did terrible things, so we can have this much more complete story of how cities developed.
Indigenous peoples. and China really would frame it around the body and body of black slaves, not indigenous slaves. We might also contain no obvious remedy for black slaves already in bondage, no mechanism for registration of existing and new slaves, and no known means of enforcement. Which gives us a window into how much the culture and practice of enslavement had saturated the New England colonies, including Rhode Island by the 1650s. What's interesting is the law of 1652 was not endorsed by the end of the 17th century. Not by 1696, the first documented slave ship, the Seafarer, docked directly into Newport. That was home for me, and I think...
One thing about it, we'll play a little bit more every day, because one thing about it, the true slave information is not told, and that's why it's very suspicious that our pastors, Christian pastors, and historians in the West, all it talks about is 1619 slavery, and it's slavery that the children of Israel was everywhere, not only in the West Coast, they was also in Liverpool, and we're going to bring out all that. So what we're going to do, we're going to digress and take that little black history, because the bottom line is information, somebody wants to hear it, and we know those all around the world is listening in, and we got a lot of messages on the machine on their part in letting you know that this ministry is on point, but it's still a lot more they don't know until we tell it. So that's what we do. First thing, we get the young line prepared to run solo, but right now Israel says, you know, see, I ain't ready to come on the microphone yet, because I got to get my Yahweh right. I got to get my YHWH right. But don't think I'm not learning. I'm getting prepared. So right now, take notes. And be prepared. We hit the airways running, and have the spirit of YHWH in you, then your words will flow real smoothly. Young mind, Travel Yacht Dot Judah. Special edition called Thursday Evening. We're going to start a brand new series there, young line. We're going to take care of the foundation of the black history that is not told. The Israelite history that has not been talked about. Tie it in and shake up some of these old pastors to go up teaching a little bit better, or get up under the six anointed camps and learn right. So, young line, Tribal Yacht God Judah. Yahweh be there, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you there. Here is real. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah, Roy.
Hallelujah, Roy, there, young man. Well, young man, we're going to make a detour on some teaching. We're going to put the Catholic Church down for just a little bit, but they still be in the message. Because one thing about it, we heard all over the world. As a matter of fact, tell the national audience who all carry the broadcast as we speak, and then we'll see what we can get going on from there. So, who all care this broadcast? Young man, let's talk about it. Come on.
All right. So we are broadcasting on Facebook at VOTTY. We're broadcasting on YouTube at VOTTY Tribe, YHDX. We're also broadcasting on Pow Talk and Blog Talk. So you can catch us on YouTube at VOTTY Tribe YHDH. You can catch us on Facebook at VOTTY. All right, over back to you, Sid. We'll see you.
All right. Yeah, and we will definitely call out there in Liverpool, hand off in all types of brands. A whole lot of conversation. We'll play a little bit at a time. So that means we have to make a little, because see, one thing about it, we can make adjustments on the run there, young man, and that's the game changer. You might have whatever you want on your mind to continue down, but when those memories start opening back up. Oh, yeah, you know, my father, he got some old paperwork. The indigenous peoples was over there in France, London, Germany, and they didn't look like us today. Well, and see, that's why we got to be able to bring all that information out, young man. You got to be able to make a adjustment on the run. And that's what we're going to do. We heard a little bit already out there in Liverpool, and we heard a little bit. So now we're going to make an adjustment on the run, that young man. And that's the spirit we got to have, make an adjustment on the run and talk about slavery, talk about the children of the book, talk about the information that's not told. All we hear, the big dignitaries and the Catholic Church and Christian churches, all they talk about is 1619 slavery. No foundational understanding. So what we're going to do, we're just going to put them on the spot. And probably some of their members will say, hey, Pastor, listen, we're going to give you your free will offering, your donations, and our tithes. But why don't you teach us right? Why are you teaching us things that the Sixth Anointed Council of Voices of the Jewish Right documents facts on the true history of the world since this is February month? So why don't you tune in and get in order with them? So we're going to force the pastor's hands out to stop with all that bull job teaching. But we see Mother came on the broadcast now that she's on stage now, so let's even bring Mother in, Mother E. She done came on stage, so she said, I'm hollering the microphone, the special edition called Thursday evening. I'm always choking me in. I'm ready to go, too. Mother E, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahuwah BGSC, right?
Yahuwah bless you, still, Israel of Israel. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother. We know Mother Z is in the background of getting up. Want to hear something, but she can take a couple notes down there and respond. And that's the same thing we're going to do, Mother. We're going to take a few notes. We heard from Liverpool. And now what we want to do, we want to investigate. We're going to start a new series. Since it's, they call it February month, since we got all these responses about, I never heard nobody talk about slavery that came out of Europe. All we know about slavery of 1619. Okay. That's all you know about. So that let me know clearly that if all you know about is slavery in 1619 only, that let me know one thing. Let's give us some young lion, let's give us some Luke. And Mother, hey, Mother, he have me team waiting on me in Proverbs. So we clearly know that if all you know about is slavery, and if you black, you Africans, we clear what that make us to know, and sooner or later, you got to put the finger on these pastors that have taught you, and all these cardinals have taught you. You got to find out why you don't know nothing about this information. And you gave us degrees on the wall. So, young line, let's see if we get something. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we get something going on. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
Excellent. In that very hour, the righteous spirit do the teaching. You know, and one thing we do know, this ministry is heard all over the world, and we're going to play a couple more days a little bit later, maybe in this broadcast too, but you got a question that's on the table. You know, why? We don't know nothing about this. We pay our tithes, free will offering, donation, but we don't know nothing. All we know about is slavery. So, Marie, so what do we know by opening the Bible up in 23, verse 16 of the book of Proverbs, Mother? For a statement there, Mother, in the book of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why the world do not know this, mother, we want to read exactly what's going on and make it Proverbs 21, mother. Make it Proverbs 21 and look at verse number 16. Let's find out why these pastors, Catholics, cardinals, popes, they have the information. But hold that point. But you know what? You know one thing about it? Young man, hold your point, mother. You know one thing about Jeremiah makes a statement there, young man. You know, he says something that we can read. See, it's all about what you can read first, then comment on first. Now, he got a statement in Jeremiah, young man, that we want to read. A statement in Jeremiah. Help those see out in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 26. Hey, young lion, can you help those see out in Jeremiah 2:26? What it say?
Okay, we're going over there to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, and picking up at verse number 26. Verse 26 reads, "As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the family of Israel ashamed. They, their king, their princes and their priests and their elders."
Mm-hmm. But you say they own a shame when they're caught, when they found. They'll never be ashamed until you catch them. Until they, you know, they call them a thief. They'll never be ashamed until you catch them. They already know that the peoples of the book is the children of Israel that you call African American, Negro, and color. But they will sit there and get your money all day long and never tell you that you are the peoples of this book. Because you know what? It'll go against society. So they're not going to never tell you that they're teaching on the wrong day, Sunday. But they ain't going to never be ashamed until you catch that thief. It's like a thief that always come up to you and tell you, hey, what you need for your car? What you mean? I mean, I can get anything you need for your car. Oh, yeah, how so? Well, I got it. What you need? I need 4 brand new tires. Okay, I get you. What size you need? So what are you going? What thief going to do? He's going to take somebody hard on money and car and take their tires off and bring them to you. But he ain't gonna be ashamed about it. He puff his chest out until the neighbors look out the window and catch him out there and bring that bang out there and call the banger themselves on him. You ain't never shame until they call. And that same thing about these Christian pastors. They'll never be ashamed until they call. They're going to continue to call you African-American, Negro in color, and supercone. And we got to work 10 times harder to, why so? Why don't you first teach them right, the correct way, and see the difference in them if you teach them right. Now, precept that young lion to first, make it 2 Peter chapter 1, 9 through 11. Give me a precept when you come back with mother. Give me a precept on that. Remember, the game changes when you precept your Bible. You can't precept your Bible. That's where the problem come in. And I don't know a Christian pastor nowhere. What their name? That precept the Bible. Let the Bible tell us there. What is the pastor's name? I mean, the one you pay your tithes, free will offering, and donations. When do we ever precept the Bible? Or do we just put his spin on it? 2 Peter chapter 1, 9 through 11. What does it say there, young man?
Going to the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, picking up at verse 9 down to verse number 11. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 reads, "But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin." Verse 10. "Wherefore the rather, brother, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you should never..." Verse number 11. "So and in interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son.
He said, you do these things, you'll never fall. If you're able to put a verse on the table and go precept your Bible, the Bible tell a story, you'll be in the mercy of your mighty one. As long as you just holding the verse, closing your Bible, and putting a stand on it, you got the people that stand before you, 5,000 strong, in this big mega church. But really... They would now, mother. Now bring it out, mother. 21:16. Now, mother Eve, now bring it out. 5,000 strong members. But now it's time out about the 5,000 strong members right now. Bring it out, mother. 21:16 of Proverbs.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16. The man that wanders out of the way of the understanding. Shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Now, mother, if you don't have no understanding of Yahweh's word, all the people that listen to that pastor, where they at according to that verse, mother? Where they at according to that verse?
It says that in the congregation of the dead.
Excellent. Now precept that, mother, and who in the congregation of the dead, and 3:4 are Baruch. Now precept that. Let's find out now who is in the congregation of the dead. Matter of fact, pick up 1, 2, and 3. See, when you precept the Bible, that's when you impress the old seal, because that let me know that the Almighty is working with you. When you precept your Bible, that's the sign. Right there. When you precept your Bible, you said, the man or the woman that wandered out of whatever scribble moment just said, to remain in the congregation of the dead. That's right. But we're going to precept that and find out who this man and woman that you're talking about by precepting your Bible in Baruch. Chapter 3, let's read down at figure 3:1. Let's read down so we get our point, mother. Let's precept a little bit, mother. 3, pick
up 1, come on. The book of Baruch, chapter 3:1. Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the foes and anguish, the troubled spirit carried unto thee. 2, hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for thou art merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before thee. 3, for thou endurest forever, and we perishest utterly.
Go ahead.
4, O Yahweh Almighty, thus Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of the children which have sinned before thee and not hearkened unto the voice of thee.
That big talk. Hey, mother, that big talk with them. Now hold on, mother. You're late to break down real good already. I want to ask you a question. So in the eyes of your mighty one, when you sin against him, what do he look at you as? As what?
Dead.
So when you sin against your mighty one, you is dead. You're a dead Israelite. You're a dead Israelite when you sin against Yahweh. And that's why you call them African American and Negroes. I know you got 500, 5,000 members in your congregation. We don't call you out, but you are made to midgets. You are made of naked. You dead, and your whole congregation is dead because you won't teach them nothing. That's, the farthest you can get in slavery is 16, 19. That's it. You can't go no farther. What's the problem? So we know this lesson gonna be a pretty good lesson. That's why Mother D.F. Israel said this here. Now, you get ready to talk some good talk. So you know I want to make sure my hand print all over you now. So I'm going to get my microphone ready to get in where I've been in. And see, that's what I like. When you get your microphone ready to get in where you've been in, and you do not be a Brother Micaiah, a 12 verse 3. See, a lot of them be a 12 verse 3 that got good thick voices and everything else. But what it is, they are 12 verse 3, you know. See, one thing about the mother, look here, we'll come to the plate and we'll swing for the Graham Slam. 12 verse 3, what did it say that young lion? What did Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3 say?
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3, verse 3 reads, "In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders speak because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened."
You see that? What do they do when it's time to take care of Yahweh's business, young man? What they do again?
Hey, look out the window and be darkened.
Ain't that something? You see what they do? Well, see, that's one thing. So we're doing later. We're going to find out. You know, Yahweh is going to force you to come clean. But see, you can't look out the window when it's getting hot and heavy. This is what it's all about. So that's why we played the early part of the tape about the brother talking out there in Liverpool. He said, you know, I heard the broadcast. I heard you real good. He said, but I stay out there in Liverpool. And there's so much information I've been trying to bring out, and you all brought it out, and I want to hear me some more of this thing. I would tell you my part. And same day out there in France. We got the message. We're going to play it maybe this week or next week. We're going to play all the messages of the big dignitaries trying to come clean. But like I said, again, that's why it's very important for those that's in the six anointed camps to take great notes and get prepared, because one thing about it, we got to be hit the floor running, and we got to know what we're talking about, but what we can read. So we go on and see me bring Mother D up Israel in, and she said, look, I want to get on that microphone a little bit too, so now. So pencil me in. I know the one that moves out of camp one, Mother D F Israel. See ready. Father Yahshua Judah. Hey, Mother D of Israel. Yahweh be with you, C. Royal.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Mother D of Israel, you ready to holler in that microphone a little bit there, Mother?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, the young lion going to tell us again who all listening now, so now. So a lot of times, you know, they got a place in Denver. They say in Denver, it's a high altitude. It's real high, and you lose your breath up there when the lights get bright. Now, the young lion going to tell all that's listening one more again now. Young lion, so we all listen at this brand new series called Take One on well, can't think of the name of it right now, but we know it's based upon the calls that came in. So who all listen again there, young line?
Well, we are broadcasting on Pal Talk, Blog Talk, broadcasting on YouTube at VOTTY, Try, YHTX, YouTube at VOTTY, Try, YHDH. We also broadcasting on Facebook. You can catch us there in any of the lessons on Facebook at DOTTY. Look us up on Facebook one more time at DOTTY. you catch any of the broadcasts that you want to get a lesson off of. And that's what we broadcasting at. What do you say, Israel?
Hallelujah. And one thing about a young man, you know, since this series right here is going to be on the run, so you want to put the titles on it. You want to put the title on it, because right now I'm going to put Exposing the Lies of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints on hold for a minute, but I'm still going to get at them every chance some unfold spirit-led. So whatever. So this right here is abundant of calls from Liverpool, France, Germany, came in, Russia. That's all these messing up machines. We want to just bring them in, and we want to answer some questions by laying the foundation. See, we got to lay the foundation. So we just going to make some adjustments. And matter of fact, we're going to start with Mother. We're going to lay the foundation. Because one thing about it, and then remember, we're going to go back into Lee Cummings' book. Because slavery, I let all the big dignitaries of the other races tell you exactly when slavery started. Let them tell it. Then we'll comment off of them later. But we're going to lay a little foundation with Mother D.F. Israel. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see if we go down to, we're going down to Genesis 38. And we're going to look at Genesis 38, verse 11, down to 17. And then Mother E, pick it up at verse 18, down to 22. And Young Lion, pick up verse 23 down to verse 30. Let's see if we lay a little groundwork down. We can lay a little groundwork down on some things we need to know that we can really take care of this. They call it the Black History Month. Let's lay the foundation of Black History Month. Come on, Mother, you on the clock, come on.
Genesis chapter 38, verse 11 to 17. Verse 11. Then said Judah to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remained a widow at your father's house till Shelah, my son, be grown, for he said, lest peradventure he die also as his brother did. And Tamar went and dwell in her father's house. Verse 12. And in the process of time, the daughter of Shelah, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up unto his sheep shedders to Timnah, he and his friends, Herod and Adulamite, verse 13. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, your father-in-law goeth up to Timnah to shear his sheep. 14. And she put her widow garments off from her and covered her with a veil, and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way of Timnah. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. 15. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot, because she had covered her face. 16. And he turned unto her by the way and said, Go to, I pray you, lest me come in unto you. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And and she said, what wilt thou give me that thou marvelest May it come in unto me. 17. And he said, I will send you a kid from the flock. And she said, will thou give me a pledge till thou send it?
Genesis chapter 28, verse 18. And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy sickness and thy bracelet and thy staff that is in thy hand. And he gave it her and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. Verse 19. And she arose and went away, and laid by her veil from her, and put on the garment of her widowhood. Verse 20. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend Adonijah to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he found her not. Verse 21. Then he asked the man of that place, saying, where is the whore that was openly? Where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, there was no harlot in this place. Verse 22. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the man of the place said that there was no harlot in this place.
All right. The book of Genesis, chapter 38, verse 23, down to verse number 30. Verse 23 reads, and Yadah Judah said, let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and you have not found her. Verse 24. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Yadah Judah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, played the harlot. And also, behold, she is the child by whoredom. And Yadah Judah said, bring her forth, and let her go, and let her be burnt. Verse 25. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose deeds are, am I the child? And she said, discern, I pray you, whose are these, the signet, and bracelet, and staff? Verse 26. And Yadah Judah acknowledged them and said, she had been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son, and he knew her again no more. Verse 27. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. Verse 28. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took the bound upon his hand, and they scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. Verse 29. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that, behold, his brother came out. And she said, how has you broken forth? This breach be upon you. Therefore his name was called Perez. Verse 30. And afterward came out his brother, and had the scarlet thread upon his hand. And his name was called Zorah.
Mm-hmm. Now, remember, we got listeners all over the world, those on the stage. So who want to expound on what we have, who want to expound on what's going on in 38:11-30? Who will take a shot at what's going on right now? Although we don't read them verses, but let's find out. We know we don't read it, but do we know what we read? Let's see if we expound on, who want to expound on God with the mother? We want to start on what we just got through reading. What's going on in 38:11 down to verse 30? Let's see if we expound on this, because we want to lay this foundation in just right. So what have we learned so far? Anyone the mother got on the clock, and the young lion is ready to intervene. They hear that stumbling, bumbling going around. Come on now, Moses. What have we learned in
38:11
down to verse 30? What's the subject matter? What's going on with this? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I learned that he had taken his staff and She took that so she could have something to prove that he was, that Jacob was the one that Judah was the one that fathered the son. That's what I get out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mo, dear Israel, what you got so far? What you got? What you get out of this? What you get out of what you just got through hearing in 38:11-30? And mother, dear Israel, what you get out of it? Mother D.F. Israel, we want to know now. We heard what mother said. Now, take your time, hey, Mother D.F. Israel. Remember now, the world is listening. So now, what you get out of what you just heard in 38:11-30, but remember, you were expounding to them on what you get out of it to help them come out.
There's two types of people that came on the table from Judah. It's two different people that came out. These twins, there's two different people, even though they came from Judah.
So what you get out of it, you got two groups of Judah that came out of Judah. So what
yeah.
Mother said she get out of this, she got, it is two groups of Judah
yeah.
that came out of their father, Judah. And
yeah.
The two groups is Perez and Zorah. So it's twin boys looking just like their father. They look just like their father, Judah. And mother, read what Judah looked like in 14 verse 2 of Jeremiah. Now read what Judah looked like in 14 verse 2. Jeremiah.
You, which mother you talk to?
Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. What?
Okay.
We want to find out exactly, we want to put a face on what two twins look like. They look like their father. And what do their father look like, of course, in Jeremiah and 14, verse 2.
Jeremiah 14, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Judah mourned, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
Okay. So Judah is black to the ground. And Mother E, who is Judah's father according to Exodus chapter 1, and we'll read down until we find out Judah. We want to find out Judah's father after we go and put up his birth certificate. Since we know Judah is black to the ground, we're clear about that. But we need to know who his father is. So in Exodus chapter 1, Mother E, could you read down until we come down to Judah? Then I'm going to ask you a question again. Who is Judah's father? And whatever your dad is, that's what you is. So we found out Judah is black to the ground. Let's find out about his father and who is Judah's father. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 down till we find his name. Come on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came unto Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. His name was changed to Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah.
Now, we really is educating those around the world. So we find out that Judah, what do Judah look like according to the Bible, Mother? That Mother D. F. Right. Israel just got through reading. Judah is what?
Judah is black.
Yeah. He's black. He's black, right?
Black to the ground.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And who is Judah's father? According to verse 1.
Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
Oh. So if Judah is black to the ground, and he came from his father, Israel, the Israelites, so that makes the Israelites
black to the ground.
Black to the ground. Black to the ground.
Now, you mean you Christian pastors. Y'all can't tell the people that. I mean, you cannot even tell them that by doing the precepts of Judah Holland, Black African American Negro Month, well, you can't tell them that Judah is black to the ground and his father's name is Israel. So whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. Don't you know that'll help your people more, and they won't be continued doing what they're doing tonight. They won't be trying to look like everybody else. They'll try to look like themselves, and they can save a lot of money, you know, from all the stuff they do, you know, a lot of stuff they do.
Wow.
They do a lot of stuff, but it's not their culture. We don't get into that. So now, what we have learned so far, that Judah, the fourth son of Israel, which is black to the ground, had a set of twins, one named Perez and one named Zorah. Now, what we're going to do is find out some more, and we found out that one came out first, and what the midwife did was put a scarlet cord around his head. Is that what we read, young lion? So all the way you can identify the two is by the one with the red scarlet that was wrapped around his hand. If that got off his hand, you couldn't tell who now one of them is because they both of them was black to the ground. But like when you got a set of twins that look just identical twins, you put one in a light blue and one in a dark blue, so you can keep up with them. So you put one in a light blue, say this is light blue, and this is the one in dark blue. So now I know the difference between them. But if they mess around and put their clothes up, I can't tell nothing. Do y'all got the pictures up?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, good. Now we want to go. Now y'all help me out because we want to lay the foundation. Y'all help those see out. I want to go find Rahab the harlot. When somebody came in the book of Judges, when Joshua sent somebody somewhere, and I want to find about the conversation about Rahab the harlot. Now, it's over in the book of Joshua. I want to hear this story. And with that understanding we got so far, we want to analyze that story right there. So now, what would I go to find Rahab the harlot? Because she heard the children of Israel who told them, she said, listen, we heard about y'all. See, my people, they melt when they heard about you. They drop the sand. They drop everything. And We heard about y'all, that y'all come over here and take the land. We clear about it. So that, I want to hear some of that conversation that Rahab the harlot got going on. So who going to help the overseer and the national artists pull that out when Rahab had a conversation with somebody, and we want to find out who she's talking to by what we just got through reading. So who going to help the overseer out on Rahab the harlot when they were sent to spy out the land, and then they got caught up and they had to hide out? So now what are we going to tighten up on that? Mothers, young line, y'all on the clock, come on.
Okay, it's in the book of Joshua. That's the Rahab. Now we got chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joshua chapter 7, I don't know if we're going to pick it up at
I want the conversation going on because the mother's taking big time notes on Mother Z. I'm taking big time notes on this here, and but we gonna see something along the way of seeing something. Now, what we want to find out, the conversation that somebody had with Rahab. And I want y'all to identify what's going on with this conversation that Rahab the harlot had. And she asked him a question. She said, "Look here, if I do the right thing with y'all, would you not kill me?" He said, "Yeah, if you do the right thing, when we come back in the land, we'll spare you if you do the right thing." Now where we gonna read all that good stuff at? With Rahab doing this talking. Where we going? Where are we going to read all this good stuff at? Now, who can help the overseer out? All this good conversation going on with Rahab the harlot. I mean, Rahab, she's a Canaanite. And she said, "Yeah, I heard about y'all. I heard y'all coming over here, and y'all, and guess what? My people, they left when they heard about you coming. And then all of a sudden, then some men come running up there and say, 'Hey, is anybody up in here?'" She said, "No, ain't nobody up in here." And they told her, "Look here, if you hide us real good, and when we come back, we won't kill you if you do the right thing." And so she hid them real good. She hid them real good. And then she said, "Hey, yeah, some people did come by here, but they went that way." Now, we'll be going to read some of that good talk at. See, this is what they mean by study class.
Foundation.
If we get to where we got to get to, we all going to be skinning and grinning. And remember, somebody got to tell a story. Why not us? If y'all ready to tell a story, let's tell a story. So now let's tell the story with no problem. Now, where we going, y'all? Where we going to tell the story at?
Okay, we're going to the book of Rahab, chapter 6. Let's pick it up at chapter 6. The book of Joshua, let's pick it up at chapter 6. We can pick it up at verse number 17.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go, young lion. Now what mother's doing, mother's taking great big time notes on this. Mother Z, let's read some of this story right here. Let's read some of this story, but we go and get a point out of here. Let's go to and pick it up at verse number, just like the young line said, pick it right there, but we're going to get some out of it. Come on, read.
The book of Joshua, chapter 6, we'll pick it up at verse number 17, or 17, read. "And the city should be a curse, even it, and all that are certain to Yahuwah. Only Rahab the harlot should live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messages that were sent, that we sent." Verse 18.
Mm-hmm. Hold that point, young man. Hey, young man, hold that point now. I want to hear a conversation when she had with them before that. Now, we clear, but it was a conversation that Rahab had prior to that. Now, when they first bust in on her, I want that part of the conversation, when they first bust in on her. They bust in on Rahab first. And I want to hear that conversation going on right there. Because someone said there that would tie in back to where we at. So I want to hear that conversation right there. Now, where we're going to hear some of that conversation when they first came in, not when they had an escape and got back to Joshua. I want to hear what happened prior to that. What the conversation they had going on. Come on.
All right. So we got to go back a couple verses. All right. We got to go back to
So what we're gonna do, because what we're doing now, we edifying. We're gonna do some what's called some true Black History Month. But we got to set the groundwork down. And while we say that, hey, Mother dear of Israel, give me Psalms 11 verse 3. What it says, 11 verse 3. Or Psalms.
Psalms 11, verse 3. Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
See what you're saying? So if your foundation be destroyed, there's nothing you can do. And that's what's going on right now with those that's off in these Christian church. They often they know more about themselves being a Christian than being part of anything in this Bible, because it's all that stuff, them titles, that's got nothing to do with nationality. You don't have your foundation. We're trying to give you mother, see, we're trying to give them a 69 verse. Or in Psalms, what we're trying to do, Mother E, we're trying to give him a 69 verse 4 of the book of Psalms. What's that?
Book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 4. Psalms 69, verse 4, read. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hair on my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemy wrongfully, are mightier than I. Destroy that which I took not away.
So, Mother, what we're trying to do, Mother, is restore back to them what we took not away. We didn't take this away from you. If we didn't take this away from who taking this away from you is the one who not teach you that have you in the congregation of the dead. Because this information right here is in the book all the time. And we don't know why you don't cover it. Now,
Tia,
Almighty, he got a...
Yes, Tia.
Yes, ma'am.
Tia.
Yes, ma'am.
It starts in... The conversation starts in Joshua chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So, that's right, Mother. See, that's what I want. See, every now and then, see, the seal got to, help me out, Mother of Israel. Give me Judges 7, verse 3. Can you have no seal out in Judges 7, verse 3, Mother? Mother D of Israel. Can you still see out in Judges 7, verse 3?
7, verse 3. Judges 7, verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return other people, 22,000, and there remain 10,000.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. And Yahweh said unto, and Yahweh said unto Gilead. All right. The people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for you there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whosoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. Verse 5. Mm-hmm.
All right, good, Mother. That's good. So now,
hallelujah.
Wow. So, Mother, by being in leadership, according to the verses, we must do what, Mother? What do we have to do to those that come to the congregation? And we must do what, Mother? According to what you just got through reading in 4 and 5, what must be done?
We must do what Yahweh say to.
No, according to verse 4 and 5, according to verse 4 and 5, what do we supposed to do according to verse 4 and 5?
Well, verse must triumph.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I didn't read
right.
That.
Mother, we got the trial. So
hallelujah.
They get offended of being trying. We only doing Yahweh's business. We got the trial. We got to find out, is you just reading verses or showing up for enough for the wrong reason? We must
hallelujah.
Try you and see you about this business. Now, if you get offended about being tried about this business, then we know exactly what you want. But
mm-hmm.
when you hear them reading, you gotta stop every now and then ask them, okay, do you know what you read? So they got
mm-hmm.
to be tried, Mother, to make sure they on point, because when they're out there, we want to make sure when they come back in, they got a great report, because when they tried out there and then all of a sudden they get jumped out there, they got no answer, because we was in our feelings and let them get out there and get head, because we should try them and see what they're working with before they got out there. And that's what we're doing right now. We trying you now to see, is you just reading or do you know what you read? So that was going on right now. So now, because see, one thing about Christian leadership, Isaiah was told to write about Christian leadership. You don't want it to collect everything they can get from you and to make sure you bring your C2s, what they call them things, bring all that stuff in so they can tell you how much to get in. But the Almighty made a statement about them, Mother, D.F. Israel. And he talks about them, and then when he said they are in Isaiah 56, see, it's no need of the young lion to read this. The mother do this reading right here because anywhere it goes, they're going to say something. So we let the mother bring this out. Isaiah 56, verse number 9 down to verse 12. Hey, mother, what can we read in Isaiah 56, verse 9 to 12? Come on.
Which mother said? You said let the mothers read.
You, my dear.
Okay.
Israel.
Isaiah 56.
What it says in Isaiah 56, 9
through 12. Isaiah 56, verse 9 to 12. Verse 9. All you beasts of field, come and devour. Yea, all you beasts in the forest. Verse 10, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Verse 11, Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one of his gain from his quarter. Verse 12, come you, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant.
You hear it? And they'll come and tell you the same doggone thing every year that you African American, Negro in color, and this is February month, and they will fleece you, and then they'll have a pastor's meeting, and they'll say, look, let's have a drink behind that, tell them they African American and Negro in color, but never tell them, and we'll come back and give you the same old soup every year. Same old soup. Ain't never telling people who they really are. Never tell them where they fail at. And they'll come right back the next wrong day Sunday and fleece you again. And they can never get enough. You can't get them enough. Let they look and don't see they see your envelope in that box. They have them big dig. Hey, give them a call over there. What happened to that envelope over there? I got their what do you call that thing?
I know what you're talking about, that. I don't know the exact name of it. 05C3 or something like that.
Yeah. Now that they called now yo or W something for them. We got to get in this ministry.
No, 10W.
You have to bring
your. I know what
you're talking about. Go ahead. Yeah. What they call it again?
10W94 or something.
Yeah, right. Tell her what you make a year, and that we know how to have them big dickens to put them eyeglasses on what you make a year, and 10% of what you make a year, we want to make sure you don't catch no amnesia. Now, they ain't got no problem, remember that. But they can't remember to tell the children of Israel that you're not African American, Negro, in color, and you forget to tell them it's two sets of Judah. Judah's two sets. And on the difference between the two Judah sets, one came out and jumped on the other one, but the other one had the red spotlight on his string around his hand. And always you know the difference that who came out that should have came out first, but since he dragged his feet, the other Judah jumped out. He jumped on Perez, jumped out on him. He's looking at you. You're dragging your feet, brother. He slid his little bit past him. What you get mad for because you drag your feet? See that? So that's the conversation. So that's the problem that them two brothers had. They was all about where I was first. And I over got the blessing over here. He said, yeah, you came out first, but you were dragging your feet. So since I seen you was hesitant to come out, although you stuck your hand out of the womb, and the midwife wrapped you with a scarlet color thread around your hand, but you draw back. But you know what Yahweh says about when you draw back? Tell me out there, young line. What's the definition of drawing back in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39? Let's see what Yahweh thinks about when you draw back, because you might be running well. Give me that Mother E. Give me that in Galatians 5, verse 7. Help them see out, because he all over the place, but really when you stand back off on, he ain't all over the place. He's right on time. So now, in Galatians, Mother, 5, verse 7. Can you help them see out, Mother? In Galatians 5, verse 7, Mother, 8. Help them see out, 5, verse 7.
Okay. The book of Galatians, chapter 5.
What's that say, Mama?
That's 5, verse 7. Yet you did run well, who did hinder you, that you should not obey the truth?
You see that? So, mother, you, so sometimes, mother, you might catch them in class. They be running well. They want, they hey, I take care. I'm on this. They start running well. But all of a sudden, they get hindered. See, they get hindered, mother. You got to watch them. Yeah. I remember, brother, that everything jumped off. Hey, I got it. Okay, good. He beat everybody. I got it. He's running well. Everybody looking at him. Mother D. of Israel looking at him. Look at him. Everything. I got it. He was running well. But what hindered him? What hindered you? What hindered you to stop from running well? Now let's find out when you get hindered from running well, because you got a lot of them that talk real good, mother. They get to running well. So you watch them, you know, like the boat do, you watch the one that's running well. They're running good. But then Almighty told Paul to go to the big assembly of the temple and 10:35 and say something about this running well. What hinder you? And this is what he says, pointing back to Zora with the red thread that he had on his arm. 10:35-39, young lion, bring it.
The book of Hebrews, the book of the Israelites, chapter 10, verse 35 down to verse 39. 35 reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahuwah, you might receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that will come and will not tarry. Verse 38. And the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 39. But we are not of them that who draw back with perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul.
Mm-hmm. So Paul reporting on the event back there in Genesis 38. What did Zora do? Young lion, what did Zora do? Although he stuck his hand out with the red, he stuck his hand out first, and the handmaiden, she immediately wrapped his hand with that scarlet thread. But what did Zora do according to that 38th chapter? What did he do with his hand?
The book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. He drew back.
So when you draw back, although when you're running well and you draw back, how much pleasure do Yahuwah have in you when you're running well? And all of a sudden you thought, you know, start being 12, verse 3. Peeping out the window, and then you always hearing somebody else call you from another angle. So what do Yahuwah think about those that draw back there, young man? According to this, when Paul is reminding them, and he's pointing back to the 38th chapter, he's saying, look here, I'm coming to y'all, but when you draw back, how do Yahuwah feel about you when you draw back? Let's talk about the young man.
My soul shall have no pleasure in him.
You see that? So when you draw back, his soul have no pleasure in you. So if you start running well, just all of a sudden, then all of a sudden now I want to draw back. Because when you draw back, the Almighty have no pleasure in you when you draw back. When you're running well, and all of a sudden you draw back. So now you know how Yahuwah feels. So now what happened back there with Zora and Perez, he was running well by coming out first, pulled his hand back into the wound, didn't he? And that what he did? Did we read
Yahuwah
that in the 38th chapter? Let's read it again. Let's go back and read it again
Hallelujah
and make
Yahuwah
sure we're clear. Because when they do a lot of great big talking, y'all, we have to understand one thing. Well, your precept, your Bible, it tells the story. He said, well, look here, Zora. Didn't you draw back? Sure, you were first. Your hand came out first. But what did you do, Zora? See, this is when the six anointed camps come in and do a little talking. Say, okay, what did you do when you was on the spot when it was hot and heavy? What did you do? See, now we gonna read again what he did. So if we run back. We run back to verse 28, young lion. Let's find out what's going on here. Because we're building now. We're building to make sure when it's come up on what we're trying to get to in this short series, we're going to take care of what's called Black History Month. We're going to put the Catholic Church down for a minute, but we're still going to take a shot at them if something come up along the way. But we're going to take a little shot at this Black History Month. So in verse 28, and Genesis 38, verse 28. Let's read a little bit more there, young lad. Let's read about it again. Come on.
Okay, we're going back over to the book of Genesis, chapter 38, picking up at verse 28. And reading down. 28 reads. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took the bound upon The midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. Verse 29. And it came to pass, as he drew back his hand, that behold, his brother came out. She said, how has you broken forth? This breach be upon you before. Therefore, his name was called Perez.
Hey, that bird. You hear that, Mama? You see? So y'all hear that? You hear the stuff? See, you got to be able to paint the picture of what's going on. See, yeah, we hear all the speech, but Perez, Zora, you did come out first. Your hand did come out first, and your hand was wrapped with the scarlet thread. But you did something that Yaquab don't like for you to do. You was running well by coming out first, but you draw back. And when you draw back, Yahweh don't like you when you draw back. And Perez, he went forward. Is that what we're reading? Hey, Mother, is that what we're reading? Oh, I can't get nothing out of the Mother. Now the Mother won't talk now. Now look at the Mother. They don't even want to talk right now. So what's going on with the Mother don't want to talk right now? So now we find out that, yeah, you was running well, Zora. But you draw back, and that red that you had on your hand that was wrapped around, you pull back. Read the next verse there, young lion.
Verse 30.
30.
Afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zora.
Zora. Ain't that something? So he had to pay second fiddle to his brother for that reason right there. See, that's the reason you got to tell the story just like you tell the story of the Esau and Jacob.
Get yourself down.
You got to be a teller story. Paint the picture. So now you see why Zora had to take a back seat to Perez because of his own doing. When you draw back, Yahweh had no pleasure in you. Huh? So Perez jumped on out there, he was running well. So when you're running well, Yahweh with you. But he told you, I got no pleasure in you when you draw back. Now, all the difference between these two boys, now help me out, mothers. Now, y'all can jump in when you get ready. All the difference is between these two boys, Judah is what? That we can read. What's the difference between them?
Well, that we can read. We can go back and read the book of Genesis chapter 38
I want to stay ready. And the difference between them is 39, 38, 39, and 40. What's in here that makes the difference between these two boys that we can read in verse 28, 29, and 30? What's the difference between... How can you tell the difference between these two boys? What can
What can we read in 28, 29, and 30 that distinguishes between the two boys? What?
Right. 38, 28 said the scarlet thread.
No, that's it. That's the number one answer. Don't step out there boldly. Don't put your hand out there like you're in school and think somebody's going to tap you on your wrist. The difference between these two boys is the scarlet thread. That's the difference. Can't tell them no other way. If he take off his scarlet thread, and that is don't be his logo, you can't tell which one is who. The only difference between Perez and Zorro is the scarlet thread. Now, said all that. Now we're going back to a mother brought it out. Excellent, Mother D.F. Israel. Back to the second chapter. So now I want y'all to tell Osea what's going on. Back to the second chapter again of the book of Joshua. We're going back to the second chapter again now. So now we're not just reading, we're going to paint the picture. Now we're going back to the second chapter, and now we're going to know exactly what's going on here. You know why? Because we're going to lay the foundation. So we're going to the second chapter now, and Mother D of Israel, where did we start this storyline since you brought it out? And that was a great thing that makes Seer happy. I don't see it looking at it all the time, but we got to try and see if we just read or do we know what we read. Because you got to be, sooner or later, be able to explain some of this stuff. You know, this can't be just reading a bunch of parakeet stuff like the pastors do. They just parakeeting everything, can't explain nothing. They can't explain that you're not a Christian. If you call a Christian, you're upon a curse. They can't explain that. But we won't break it down. Because we got Liverpool and France, London, Paris, they all listen to the Six Anointed Camps of Boston Number 2 is like, and we're going to play their message, maybe not tonight, but we'll play it again another night. Now, let's see where we're going. I'm going to have it there, Mother D.F. Israel. So now, where do you want the young lion to start reading that when on this storyline of Rahab, when she first met these fellows? What verse are we going to start off at, Mother? Come on, Mother D.F. Israel.
I think that verse 1.
Okay. All right. On your line.
All right.
Mother
D.F. Israel
just started verse 1. Okay,
start
in verse 1.
The book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse number 1. One read. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shechem two men to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Verse 2. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. 3. The king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to you, which are entered into your house, for they be come to search out all the country. Verse 4. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I was not there when they were. I was not when they were. Verse 5. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out whether the man went, I will not pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. Verse 6. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalk of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. Verse 7. And the man pursued after them to the way to Jordan into the fold. And all the day which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Verse 8. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Verse 9. And she said unto the man, I know that Yahweh hath given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Verse 10. For we have heard how the Yahweh dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our minds did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh in heaven above and in earth beneath. Verse 12. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Verse 13. And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sister and all that they have, and deliver us lives from death. Verse 14. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be, when the Yahweh have given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Verse 15. Then she let them down by a cord upon through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Verse 16. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned. And afterward may you go your way. Verse 17. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this your oath which you have made us swear. Verse 18. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you did let us down by. And you shall bring your father and your mother and your brother and all your father's household come unto you. Verse 19.
Read verse 21.
And she said, according to your word, to be it, so be it. And she sent them down, sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mali, read verse 2, Mali, because if you go into a police station and say, well, these men did this to me, and these men did this, yeah, I think that I did something, but we need to know something about these. What's going on here? What did verse
2
say there, Mother? Hey,
Mother, what did verse 2 and 3 say?
The same book. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2 and 3. The book of Hosea, chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3. Verse 2. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there come men in hither tonight, the children of Israel, to search out the country. Verse 3. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come, to search all the country.
Hallelujah.
Hey, now, mother. Hey, Mother, who are these men, Mother? Because now, remember, what we're doing, Mother, we clear about what we're doing, but we're trying to edify those on what all the places we are on the young line. Where we at again?
Live on Blog Talk, Pal Talk, Facebook, and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So we not on these broadcasts to feed our flesh. We try to feed those that, you know, bring them out of the congregation of the dead. So who are these men's mother, according to verse 2 and 3, that we all can be clear who these men's is there, according to verse 2 and 3, mother? Who are these men's? According to verse 2 and 3, Mother. Hey, Mother E. According to verse 2 and 3, who are these men's is? According to verse 2 and 3.
Well,
the children of Israel.
Excellent. So these men is the children of Israel. Is that right? So these men is the children of Israel. So paint the picture. These men is the children of Israel. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
Is that what we're reading?
That's what I was
reading. Skip down to verse 11 and 12, Mother D of Israel. What does it say in verse 11 and 12?
Chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And as soon as we were, and as soon as we had heard these things, our minds did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for Yahweh, your Yahweh, he is Yahweh in heaven above and in earth beneath. Verse 12. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by Yahweh, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and family, and give me a true token.
Ain't that something? You hear the world know? They knew that the children of Israel had the true Yahweh of Israel.
Yeah.
Why we don't know none of this? See, why we don't know this now? Why we calling Lord God Jesus? Christianity, what's wrong with these people called the children of Israel? The stranger knew who you were. Well, we don't know this today. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
They knew, and now, help me out there, young lad. I need a precept on that. Now I need a precept on that. Because that's going to be picked up in time to come. And see, remember, we trying to feed the world to come out of this, but they're in great darkness, mothers. So now we want to precept at the First Kings and see can we find out some more about that conversation in that young line. Maybe in the First Kings we can find out a little bit more about the conversation we hear in red now, a little bit more about precept in the Bible, and let's see can we precept the Bible. He will ask the question in 18:21. Let's see what he says in 18:21 of 1 Kings there, young man. Matter of fact, read verse number 17 just to make it sound good in 21. 17 and 21. Let's talk about it. 1 Kings chapter 17 and 21. What did it say there, young lion? What did it say that we could read?
Okay, we're going to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 17 and verse 21. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 17 reads, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah the Tisbite, that Ahab said unto him, are you he that troubled Israel? Verse 21, and Elijah the Tisbite came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. But if thou then follow him, and the people answered him, not a word.
Ain't that something? He said, how long y'all going to keep on? See, that's why we got to come, mothers. We got to come now. We got to ask them, how long y'all going to continue with this everything other than the Yahweh of Israel? How long? How long we got to wait? Skip down to verse 31.
Verse 31 reads, and Elijah the Tisbite took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of the Yahuwah King, saying, Israel should be your name.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey, Moses, y'all hear that? Who did the word come to again? According to verse 31, hey, Moses, did y'all hear that, Moses? So you hear?
Yeah.
The word came to who? According to verse 31?
It came to the children of Israel. To the number of the 12 tribes.
You mean
the sons of Israel.
Elijah the seer, we clear that it came to Elijah the seer first, but he had to remind the children of Israel how what's going on. He said Elijah the seer took 12 stones, and he reminded the children of Israel by his presence that this word is coming to you, O children of Israel. So we don't take no backseat to nobody when we hear these pastors talk about Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, and all that. Wait a minute. We still got to still talk some Bible the proper way. Everything matters, but in order. Yes, everything works, but how it works, in order. We must do order. So we read in order. So now Elijah the seer is going to set the presidents on order by saying some things in verse 37 through 39. Listen real good. Hey, mothers. Listen real good, mothers. Come on, young.
All right.
Verse 37
reads, hear me, O Yahuwah. Hear me, that this people may know that you are the Yahuwah, and that you have turned their mind back again. Verse 38. Then the fire of Yahuwah fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stone, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. Verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Yahuwah, he is the Yahuwah, the Yahuwah, he is the Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? You hear what the Bible telling us? Why can't somebody read some of this aside us? You hear that? So he won't know. I know y'all don't keep doing these things. I'm a Yahuwah, he is the Yahuwah. See, that's why we got to come now. See, everybody all over the place, they always kind of make statements of other people. Yeah, but everything is done in order. We got to be able to do this thing in order. If we don't do it in order, if that don't please Yahuwah, you got to do this thing in order. The Israel is first. The message come to the seer. He get it to anointed leadership, and then we expand the word all over. And that's what we're going to be hearing. If you missed the beginning of the broadcast, you hear part of it. Or catch it at 9:15, you hear some more of it. We got plenty of statements that came in all over the world that change to what we're teaching and how to get 2 cents in there. But we got to show them Black History Month. It's nothing about no Black History Month here. This is about the children of Israel. And we could bring everything on the table about laying the foundation, what we're doing so far. So now, we found out now. Now, I want to go back to that again. Now, young lion, come on back to, now we let Judges chapter 2. Now, we did Judges chapter 2 now. I mean, Joshua 2. We done that real good. Now, let's get back to the second part of this thing. And I'm gonna ask the question, and the mother's going to be listening to real good on what's going on. Let's come back to where we was at again. We was at 2, and we found out that the children of Israel look here. Come on back to verse number. Let me get my thoughts back together. Verse 18 and 21. 2:18 and 21. Read that again there, young lion, and then we're gonna ask you something.
Okay. The book of Joshua chapter 2,
Joshua
verse 18.
18 and 21.
Okay, the book of Joshua.
What's said here in 18 and 21?
The book of Joshua chapter 2, verse 18 and verse 21. 18 reads, behold, when he came into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you did let us down by. And you shall bring your father and your mother and your brother and all your father's household home unto you. Verse 21. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window.
Now, Moses, listen to your mind real carefully. Be listening to it real carefully. Now, we know these two men is Israel, but who is these two men of Israel? Who is these two men of Israel? According to what we read in 38th chapter of Genesis, who is these two men of Israel?
They are from
Perez and what? And the other one.
Mothers. Now we gonna watch the young lion get an answer, but if he drag his feet, then y'all respond. Now, we found that the two men was Israel. We found that the two men was Israel. Now we gonna know who is these two men of Israel. Now who is these two men of Israel that we can that we have laid out? And so they dropped their logo on them. See, one thing about it, this is how you trace people back today. Because everybody will always carry something that will identify who you are. They will carry something with them. And all way you know is through them, is through what's called their marker. And every tribe member of the children of Israel got a key marker that can identify them. Because if you see them in a reunion, you can't tell nobody is nobody. You only can call them by being Israelite. But every Israelite have a, give me a word. Somebody give me a word. They got a, give me a word. Give me a word. Give me a word. They got a signet. They got a signet. Thank you. Thank you, Moses. They all got a signet, but you don't know. We know they Israel, but they got a signet to tell what Israel like they are. Now, these two men of Israel, who is these two men and by what symbol did they use to let them know what was, and when the other members come, they know what Israelite done this because everybody got a symbol of a sign identify the difference between the Israelites, but it ain't got nothing to do with color-wise, because they all was many shades of brown. It wasn't the brown, just like right now. The children of Israel got a signet today for Yahweh to know who you are by wearing branches. Is that right? So branches is your logo, and all then another Israelite can spot another Israelite because of his branches. He left that in the 17th chapter, right? 1539. So he left them fringes to identify, and that was the one that identified Yahweh the Son in the 9th chapter of Matthew, say, if I can touch them fringes, I know I can be made whole. Because the symbol of the fringes is what we wore as of identity. Now, say all that. These two men, we know they're of Israel, but who is these two men? Now, young lad, now mother, y'all all three, right back and peep at him as he identify and break down who is these two men of Israelites. Come on.
Well, these two men that's out of Israelites are from the tribe of Judah, but they have the red scarlet. They had a scarlet, the thread of scarlet with them, makes them from the tribe of Zohar, not Perez. So these two men that came out to spy the land was from the tribe of Judah, the twin boys, but from Zohar's tribe, because Zohar is the one that came out, according we can read in the book of Genesis chapter 38. He's the one that came out with the Joshua had a red scarlet upon his hand, and he drew back.
Oh.
All right. Hey, mother. Hey, now, mother. Now, mother, what y'all think about what the young lion delivered? What you think about what he just got through saying? Who all agree?
Okay. So I agree with that because red was the one that had the scarlet thread. So the lion scarlet is what they let them down with. So I agree with what you say.
Oh, not Perez. Not Perez, mother.
Oh, boy. Perez. What is it? Perez. Not Perez. Perez.
Right. Go ahead.
All right. So these two men of Israel, they were what? They're from the tribe of Judah, but they were from the tribe of Judah, but they was who? From what Judah?
Zoar's Judah.
Zorah. So they were from the tribe of Zorah, Judah. They were Zorah, Judah, and we are from Perez, Judah. See, we are from Perez, Judah. Somebody else is from Zorah, Judah. And their symbol is the scarlet red. That's their symbol. So wherever they migrated to, they always brought their symbol with them. So now when you do some research and you find out this scarlet red symbol is somewhere else in places that you least suspected from a limited of knowledge of history, then you know, wait a minute, I know who that boy is because of his symbol. And when the other peoples got there, they know by their logo, their symbol, who they are. You ain't got to say one word. All they got to do is bring out their lick. They bring out their symbol, and then once they bring out their symbol, you know, like I said, a picture of 1,000 words. Once they bring out their symbol, you know exactly who they are. Because if you bring out that symbol, and you're not that person, the one that is that person. Hey, man, what you doing? No. That ain't you. You my cousin. What you doing? See that? You could get caught. Because everybody had a symbol, but we don't know none of it today. But we're going to find out. So now we found out one thing. So wherever Zorro at today, he is Zorro Judah. And what is his logo symbol that wherever he at, what is he going to have in the present without opening his mouth to identify that he know he's Israel, the Israelite, but he also can identify himself with his symbol. So everybody has a symbol. So with that understanding, when we get further into this foundation, we know who carried the scarlet red as a symbol. What's his name?
Zoar.
Say it again, Mother E.
Zoret. I guess I'm saying it right.
Zora.
Z-A-R-A-A.
No. What you say, Mother? You said you guessed you saying it right? Go to St. John 3:11. Hey, Mother E, go to St. John 3:11. Let's get 3:11 out the way. St. John 3:11.
Okay. Wait a minute.
St. John 3:11.
Okay. St. John chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our faith.
Our mother. So we don't guess We don't guess at what we know. We do what, mother? What do we do?
We speak that we know.
We speak
that's
what?
Why I was going back to seven.
That means we don't guess at anything. When we speak, we on the know. See, when we speak, we on the know. So when the mother speaks, they speak on the know. We know what we say.
Okay.
That's how we roll. See, they've been guessing all over the world now. It's time to get some no's. And we're going to be the ministry to give them the no's. We know by the symbol of every tribe what you got to carry with you without opening your mouth. See, you might be off into, just like Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, and Judah was all off in the same boat. But every last one of them knew the symbol that they had. The world didn't know the difference between Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. They just look like a bunch of people. Just like what happened when we get a little further in the line up the road, we ain't gonna tell none of them, we're going to let it unfold itself. Everybody had a symbol to identify who you are, and you ain't got to open your mouth. Like Zorah, he didn't have to open his mouth. When he brought out that red thread, something based upon red, they knew what tribe he was from, although they all knew that they was all Israelites. Y'all got it? Good. So now we're going to leave that right there, because we're going to identify everybody, but we always know. See, we know who you are. They say, well, how you can tell? We know, because we know wherever you go, you have to take your symbol with you. You just couldn't. You had your symbol, even to this day. Okay, good. We leave that alone. Now, let's go, mother, dear Israel. Now, watch this now. Now, since we know what we know, now what's going on here that although we can read it, but we going to know what we read. Hey, mother, dear of Israel, we're going to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. And then we're going to skip down to 16 to 21. And tell me what's going on in here. We're going to Joshua chapter 1, 7, verse 1 and 16 to 21. Tell me out, mother. What's going on?
You said Joshua chapter 7, verse 1?
Verse 1. Yeah, then skip down to verse 16 to 21. And young lion, figure at 22 to 26.
16 to 21. Joshua chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a sin, trespass, and the cursed things for Achan, the son of Carmi, and the son of, and the son of Zorah of the tribe of Judah took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahuwah was kindled against the children of Israel.
Okay, good. Hold that part, mother. So we found out the name that you didn't know, but they were from what tribe, according to 7 verse 1? The name, they were the son of somebody from 7 verse 1. They were, you always got to identify yourself as a son of somebody. So they said all the names that you didn't know, but they, when they broke it all down, they were the son of who, according to 7 1?
Judah.
Of the sons of Zorah of the tribe of Judah.
Excellent. So they were from the tribe of Judah, but they were from Zorah. But see, they were from the tribe of Judah. That is correct. But what Judah was they from? They were from Zorah. The red thread Judah. They were from the red thread Judah. Is that what we're reading in 7 verse 1?
Hallelujah. Well,
yeah.
So we read in 7 verse 1, sure we know they're from the tribe of Judah. Sure we know they are Israelites. But we know what Judah they're from because they're from Zora. They're from the red thread Judah. Is that what we're reading in 7 verse 1? Because we clear that it's two sets of Judah. Perez and Zora. And the Zora, his logo is the red thread, right? So now we know what Judah is. Yahweh is mad, but he's taking out on all the children of Israel because he's mad at a tribe of Judah. He's mad at Zora. Okay, is that what's going on so far?
So far, yeah.
Okay, now skip down to verse 16. Let's find out a little 16. Bit more.
Verse 16. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. Okay. Verse 21.
No, 17.
Not,
17. Go 17 down to 21.
Oh, 17.
Go 17.
Through
21.
17
to 21. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 16,
all down to
21. Okay, verse 17. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zoranites, and he brought the family of the Zoranites men by man. And what's that name now? Verse 18. And he brought his family, whole men by man, and Achan, the son of Kamma, the son of Zora of the tribe of Judah was taken. Verse 19. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray you, honor unto Yahweh of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. Verse 20. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh of Israel, and thus have I done. 21. When I saw among the four a goodly Babylonian garment, and 2,000 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold, or 50 shekels weight. Then I covered them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, the silver under it.
That's some good reading, no question about it. But Joshua called, he said, son, you know, make a confession to the Yahweh of Israel on what you've done. He confessed real good. He done his thing in grand style. But he called all the tribes of Israel, and he pulled out the tribe of Judah out there, So what Judah is this got to make the confession? What Judah is this, mother? What Judah is this?
Sorry. The scarlet, the one
there
with the scarlet thread.
There you go, mother. That's right. So that's the Judah that's there that is that Joshua was stealing. And he confessed. Joshua said, come clean, my son. Call him son. Come clean, my son. What did you do to the Yahweh of Israel? He said, well, you know, I saw some Babylonian garments. Our thing is friendly. So what you mean you saw some Babylonian garments? So you mean you saw some days to do and all that kind of stuff? Huh? That what you see? Ain't you Israel? So he said, no, I covered it. I took the Babylonian garment. I took the covered off too. He came clean. He confessed and came clean. That's a great thing. He came clean. Let's see what happened next. Come on, young lion, verse 22 to 26.
All right. The book of Joshua, chapter 7, verse 22 down to verse 26. Verse 22 reads, so Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent. And behold, it was hid in his tent, in the silver under. Verse 23. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, and brought them unto Joshua and unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Yahuwah. 24. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zorah, and the silver, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his son, and his daughter, and his oxen, and his ass, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them unto the valley of Achor. 25. Joshua said, why has you troubled us? The Yahuwah should trouble you this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Verse 26. And they raised over him a great heap of stones until this day. So the Yahuwah turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day.
Mm-hmm. So, so now, if the wrong person get a hand on that kind of information, they can use it a different way if you don't have the foundation. And from that point on, that Zorah was, you know, from that point on, Zorah understood his role. But I want to see who will help me out. I want the story when Yahuwah the son came to and the two sons of somebody said to Yahuwah, let me sit on your right hand and I'll sit on your left hand. And all that good talk. So now I want somebody to help those see out because we going somewhere, and I got to find out some on the way or find out something in the on the right side of the book. You know, when Yahuwah came into the town, they ran over to him and said, let me sit on your left hand, and I'll sit on your right hand. And this is what this woman asked for two sons. And then, but Yahuwah said something to the woman about this sitting on my left hand and my right hand, and now I want to tie that story in on this right here. I want to say, now who's going to help those stay out tie this story in? Still on the same line we on right now, they say, Yahuwah. The woman came to him and said, Yahuwah, let my son sit on your left hand and your right hand. And he says, it's not mine to give. And he said, you sure y'all can drink this cup? They said, yeah, we can drink this cup. He said, okay, you go drink this cup. You go drink this cup. So now, where are we going and talk about that story right now? We're still laying the same foundation. So help those see out about that conversation going on. When they say the sons such person say, let my boy sit on your left hand and your right hand. And he said to them, it's not mine to give. Now, where are we going, young lion, on that conversation? Where are we going on that conversation? It's still in the same line we're in right now. So we want to talk about that story. We land the foundation. Because when we get stressed out real good, we'll be all right. Now, where are we going for that story right there? Yahweh, let my boy sit on your left hand and your right hand. He said, it's not mine to give. He said, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? They said, yes, we can. And then he said, yeah, well, you're going to drink it. You're going to drink this cup. But he let them know, but not now. So now where are we going, mm-hmm. y'all? Get those things out on that one.
What's going on there? He goes, Matthew, pick it up at chapter 20. If you want it that way, we go to Matthew chapter 20, pick it up at verse number 20. And then, or we can go to Mark and pick it up at chapter 10, and verse around 35.
Well, but we'll stick with the ones in Mark, Matthew's 20. See, let's stick with this one right here. Let's see some of the story there. Come on, Mother E, read a little of that story right here in 20, verse 20. Read a little of the story. I'm going to ask a question. Matthew 20.
Matthew chapter 20, verse 20. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her son, worshiping him, and desired a certain thing of him. Verse 21. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? He said unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom.
And what he said in verse 22?
Verse 22. But Yahweh the son answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? That they say unto him, we are able.
Now, that's good. That's good right there. We ain't gonna beat it. But in the same talk, there came to him the mother of Zebedee, children with her son. So now, who was this, then came to him the mother of Zebedee? What's that name sound like?
Zebedee from in the book of Genesis.
Remember, it was no vowel points.
It's Zebedee from Joshua.
So now, it was no vowel points until 6th to the 9th century. So there came to him the mother of Zebedee. What do that name sound like to you that they are descendants of? Now remember, Yahweh the son, you know, he was, at this time, he was only dealing with a specific group of peoples. So what do this sound like right here? Take it out of it. I you know, take it out of it. With the vowel point, you're still talking about the same thing, Zora. These were the sons of Zorah. These were Judah, but this was Zorah. But he said, it's not mine to give. They was going to sit on the left hand and the right hand. The same descendants of Zorah right here. Zebedee, when you trace the hard work on these, you find out Zebedee, they from Judah, but they from Zorah. You got that?
Right.
All right. We got that. So that again, but the order of things, what Judah supposed to go first? The one of Perez, not Zorah. That's been a fight from even to, we can say, see, somebody knows something about you today that you don't know nothing about yourself today. And we're gonna take care of that bit later. But in the same token, now we clear, when you jump down and find Judah in the Bible, you have to know what Judah is, because young lion in the book of Ruth. In the book of Ruth, see, we got to make sure we read, but we know what we read. In the book of Ruth there, young lion, we're going to the book of Ruth. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 17 down to 22. And y'all tell me what's going on here. 17 to 22. Ruth chapter 4, 17 to 22.
Okay. Still flipping the page. But I'm going to the book of Ruth. Chapter 4, I'm picking up at verse 17 down to verse number 22. The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 17 reads, and the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines. And there have been...
What you read, young lion? Hold on, young lion. What you read? Take your time, 4, verse 17. Take your time, young lion.
All right. I was over one page too much. The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse number 17 down to 22. Verse 17, Ruth.
Hold that point. Make it sound good. Pick it around about verse number 12, just to make it sound good. Just
all right.
12, then skip down to verse 17. 12, then skip down to 17.
All right. The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse number 12, skipping down to verse number 17. The book of Ruth, chapter 4, verse 12, read. And let your house be like the family of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Yadadu, of the seed which Yahweh should give you of his young one.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
17. So now, hold that point. Who is this Perez?
Perez is from the lineage, the sons of Judah.
Excellent. And who is Perez's brother?
The twin brother, Zoah.
Get down verse 17.
Verse 17.
Get down verse 17.
And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
Go ahead. Still down 21. Still down.
18. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron. Verse 19. And Hezron begat Ram. And Ram begat Ammadah. Amminadab. Verse 20, and Amminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon. Verse 21, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed. Verse 22, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David.
So how do we know what Judah we from? How do we know what Judah we from? See? So now Moses, now that's pretty good. So how do we know? How do we know what Judah are we from? How do we know? Because somebody may ask you a question. Somebody might be learning and say, okay, you say, I'm going to drive a Judah. They say, what Judah? And then we're going to make sure you're not caught up with no Jackie Gleason, hummer, 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 you know? So they might ask you a question. Okay, you from the tribe of Judah. What Judah? Now, you supposed to take a deep breath and get busy. What Judah you from?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What Judah are you from? See?
Correct.
Is you saying it as a question or a statement, or you
talking
from St. John 3:11? How are you making a statement, that mother be up Israel? From St. John 3:11? That's how you making a statement?
You want me to read
that? Making it from St. John 3:11?
You want me to read St. John 3:11?
Yeah, well, you ain't got to read if you know what it's saying. So I'm asking a question. Are you making this statement that where you from like a question, or are you making it according to 3:11 of St. John? How are you making what you're saying?
What I can read.
Okay. So I asked the question. I asked the question, what Judah are you from? And you spoke, and I asked the question, are you making this now as a statement, or are you making according to St. John 3:11? That's my question I'm asking.
And my response was what I can read. I know what I can read.
Okay, now you know according to 3:11, so what Judah are you from? Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D, what Judah are you from?
Perez.
Perez, you know why? Because, you know why you know you're from Perez? Because we found out Perez is the one that produced Jesse and David. And we know if we trace Jesse and David, we'll trace Jesse and David to Luke 21. So we can trace this Judah to the book of Luke 21. See, we can run this Judah down right here. See, we can run this Judah down to the 21st chapter of them. And we can look at verse number 20 down to verse 24. And then we're going to bring Moses in behind after this. So we can see, we can trace this Judah right here from Perez to here. With our great homework that we can do, we can trace this Judah to this right here. 20 down to 24. Come on, Moses.
21:20-24.
Yeah, pick up verse Luke 21, pick up verse 20. Down 24.
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 20-24. Verse 20 read. Let's see if that 20, yeah. And when you shall see y'all got Judah compared with army, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 21. Then let them which are in the Judea flee. Judah flee to the mountains. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereto. Verse 22, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Verse 23, but woe to them that are with child, and to them that yet suffer in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and shall thy duty shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Now, what Judah did this happen to, mother? D.F. Israel, mother E. What Judah did this happen to? Say what?
The father Judah.
What Judah did this happen to? What Judah that this bit up under? Huh? What Judah is this? What Judah, we just got through reading it out of Ruth. What Judah is this?
Perez.
Mothers.
Perez.
Is he saying it as a statement? Are you saying it according to St. John 3:11? Are you throwing a question back to me? Is you making a powerful statement according to St. John 3:11? Or are you throwing throwing some out there? Which one are you doing? How is you making this statement, mothers? Is you making a call to St. John 3:11?
According to Ruth 4 verses 12 to 17.
So how are you making this statement, mother? Is you making it according to St. John 3:11? Or are you speaking to member? One thing, member, I keep saying, we're going to be on the clock. And when we're on the clock, how we got to talk? Is we going to talk according to St. John 3:11? Because we found out this Perez right here is the one that produced David is the one that's in this captivity right here. But you got another Judah that's not in this captivity. You got another Judah is somewhere else at this time. You got two sets of Judah, but one is over here and one is somewhere else. We're going to read tomorrow where the other Judah's at. See? Remember, this is, we on direct the lesson to part one of unlocking the biblical, whatever, somebody come up with a title, part one of Black History. Somebody come up with the young line of, we'll come up with something. So I'm going to come up with a title for what we're doing right now. Because we're dealing with the understanding what happened in Liverpool. So we make a little detour around and laying a little foundation. The foundation we land that is twin Judah. One named Perez and one named Zorah. And how we know the difference between Zorah and Perez, Zorah will be having, his symbol will be red. He might even, but then now when you go on your computer and you start finding out somebody got red lions and everything else going on, a lot of red, then you will know exactly that in rulership they are, and they're going to call themselves by a name. So now you'll be very suspicious and say, oh, I know exactly what's going on here. But you got to have the foundation. So you got two sets of Judah, twin brothers. One name is Zorah, one name is Perez. Perez is the one that produced Jesse and David and Solomon. All the way to the ones that's over here in Luke 21 that went into, they have to leave here in 70 A.D. And they came into two places. They went to two places. One group of them went to
one place, we'll take care of tomorrow. Another one to another place. But the only one no difference between these peoples is the ones that is the brother to them. They know you, but you don't know them. But at this time, they knew where your brother was at, and they went where your brother was at. But your brother always had a good joke.
You can. You can stay here.
So, I hope y'all catch what I'm saying. So we're going to stop right there and bring our mother in, Mother Z, and she's going to address this national audience. As a matter of fact, Young Line, where are we all heard by again, Young Line? What we heard? Where else? Come on again. Where you at, Young Line? Sir, we getting ready to mute the Young Line. You have brought out too much information. He do talking for the night. Young Line been muted out of the broadcast. Well, Mother Z, Tribal Yah God Judah, Yahqua Bishop that see right.
Yeah, right now, see ya.
All right, so we'll get back to the broadcast. So Mother gonna, so she gonna double up. She'll double up tomorrow. Okay, hallelujah. So now, so you see, Mothers, what we gotta do? See, we got to bring out the information. We gonna watch all of the big dignitaries bump their gums, and so we is prepared to say, okay. We know what Judah looked like, but do you know Judah got a twin brother? And a twin brother always had a problem because they always say, you got our blessing. But we found out, no, Zorah, we do not have Zorah's blessing.
You are the brother.
So you are the brother. But we never taken nothing from you. You draw back, and Yahweh had no pleasure in you, so you broke away and you went some other place. And we'll find out about that either tomorrow or Saturday or next week. Because we can remember the series, we're going to now focus in on the history month, but we still take care of the Catholic Church and the Latter-day Saints in the lesson along the way of taking care of something. So we gonna leave that part like it is because Mother Z will double up tomorrow. So now, Mother D.F. Israel. Can you help those see out by going to 1 Kings, chapter 4. And we're going to learn something on the way of learning something. 1 Kings chapter 4, and we'll read verse 20, and it will take it down to 29 or 34. We're going to learn something on the way of learning something. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 4, Mother D. F. Israel, C. Royal. 1 Kings 4, verse 20, then skip down to 29 to 34. What did it say there, Mother? D. F. Israel, come on.
1 Kings chapter 4. Verse 20, skip down to, what's it say?
29 to 34. And Mother,
29 to 34.
Have me First King, hey Mother, have me First King chapter 9, verse 17 to 19, waiting on me. Come on, Mother D up Israel. Let's see if we have a little
First
foundation.
King, First King chapter 4, verse 20, 29 to 34, verse 20 reads, Judah and Israel were many as the sand which is by the sea, and multitude, eating and drinking and making merry. Verse 29, And Yahweh gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceedingly much, and largeness of mind, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Verse 30. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. 31. For he was wise, wiser than all men, than Etham, Ezraites and Haman and Seth and Darren, the son of and his fame was in all nations round about. 32. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his song.
Well, no, Hold on, mother. Let's come back to verse. Let's come back to verse 31, and let's kind of sit on it a little bit. Come back to 30. Come back now. Now, who was Solomon? Who was Solomon's daddy? Anyone of Moses can take that question. Who was Solomon's daddy?
Solomon's daddy was David.
Okay, and who was David's daddy?
David's daddy was Jesse.
Okay, good. All right, good. And they are from Judah, but what Judah are they from?
I didn't hear you. Judah what?
And what Judah are they from? What Judah are David, Solomon, and Jesse? What Judah are they from?
Perez.
Excellent. All right, excellent. So now, with that picture, so now let's come back to verse 31 again. With that picture, now, they talk about Solomon's wisdom. So Solomon, Perez. So Solomon is from Perez. They talk about his wisdom. Let's read verse 31 again, Mother. Let's take a title of verse 31.
First King, chapter 4, verse 31. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the desert night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, the two names I'm looking for, Mother, is Chanah and Dada. Kacha and Dada. These are two names I'm looking for. Now, these two names right here, Mother, he's smarter than these two right here. And these are two brothers. And these are two brothers of somebody, Mother. These are two sons of somebody that they're talking about. So Solomon is smarter than these two right here. Now, and one day, later tomorrow or next week, we're going to talk more about these two sons here, because we got to walk these two sons down and put them ready in the lap of the peoples today. But the two names we're going to bring to the table is these two names right here. So now,
okay.
These two names right here, Chada and Dada, these two names, you know, I can't pronounce it like I want to, but these are two names we're going to be working with in the fourth chapter, because they're going to tell a story about these two names right here. I behoove those that's all around the world to pull these two names out and put them to the side, because we're going to identify these two names as who they are. And then once we find out who they are, we really own something. But we find out that whoever these two names is, Solomon from Perez was smarter than them. Is that what we're reading so far?
Yeah.
So Solomon was smarter than they were. So now, I'm struggling right now, Mother, but these two names are very important in the next teaching on this laying the foundation on Black History Month. These two names right here, Chaco, yeah, Chaco and Dada, Chaco. They call him Chaco. Now you know, you think about Chaco, you think about barbecuing outside. So his name is Chaco and Dada. Yeah, so that's the two names we're going to be looking at next week. We might touch on a little bit tomorrow at 7:30. Come on, broadcast at 7:30. We might, and we might touch on a little bit of that. We might. But these are two names. But we found out that Solomon is wiser than they are. Is that right, Mother?
All right. Hallelujah.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
So I need to find out some more about these young men's mother. You know, I need to find out. See, remember, when we come on network, we coming to define the information and help others. And once we know clearly that the children of Israel, all the children of Israel got a symbol. Everybody got a symbol. For those that's within, you'll know what tribe it's from their symbol. So we're clear about that already. And we know Zorah from the tribe of Judah. What is their symbol again, Mother?
Red.
Right. Excellent. See, now with that understanding you have, so when we start seeing Judah somewhere with red, whatever it is, we know exactly what Judah that is, because it's twin Judas, Perez and Zorah, and Zorah's symbol was red, and we found out that, what's the name, Rahab the harlot, they said, listen, if you're going to be all right, I'm going to be all right with you. We're going to leave this red thread in view of everybody else, but I don't want to know the truth is you. And when we come to bust all y'all heads in the land of Canaan, I'm going to inform the children of Israel that the house that got the red thread in destroyed them and their father's house because you was true peoples to us. So that's a symbol they had, the sign they had, right? Now, with all that understanding right there, let's go and find out something along of finding out something. We're going to find out something on the way of finding out something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother E, let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 2.
Okay. 1 Chronicles.
And we're going to look at we're going to 1 Chronicles 2 down to verse number 5. Now, remember, y'all already got a marker in what Mother was reading and 4 verse. What verse were you reading again, that Mother? You recall what you read? You got a marker in it, right? You got a marker in
431,
is that right, Mother? 1 Kings. You got a marker there.
Chapter
4. You got a marker there, right, Mother?
Yes,
there
I do.
And we're trying to find out who is this Chaco and Dada, right? That we're going to find out, right?
Yeah.
But only way you can find out about anything, we must do what, Mother? According to Psalm 119, verse 4 and 104. Can you help them see out? The only way you can find out something, you got to watch these people stand before you. The only way you're going to find out something in the Bible, you must follow the instructions according to 119, verse 4 and 104. What did it say that, Mother D, of Israel?
Psalm 119.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 104 and verse
4. No, verse 4. Verse 4, then 104. The only way we're going to find out anything is how.
Psalms 119, verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep your precepts diligently.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
So mother, dear of Israel, if a moderator stand before you with whatever title he's doing, if he not precepting his Bible, what kind of way is that according to the Bible?
A false way.
Excellent. So you got to remember these things. Because a lot of times you be hearing a lot of preachers got their mouth going, especially on, they call it Black History Month. But everything they say is a false way because you're not the Bible tell nothing. You're doing all the talking, and that's why you remain a congregation in the dead about still pointing you as African-American, Negro, and cult. And no such peoples is in the Bible. Now, we're going to find out who is Chaco and Dada. Dada. Now, because Solomon from Perez is wiser than them. Is that right, Mother?
Right.
Is that right? Okay, good. And all of them get understanding, we got to do what?
Yes.
Precept.
Excellent. Now come on, Mother. We're going to build it up, Mother Eve. We're going to build it up real good to go to First Chronicles chapter 2 and see can we find out who these two sons is. And we're going to pick it up at First Chronicles 2. We want to find out about these two sons. And we're going to pick it up at verse number 4.
Four down to 5.
Let's do 4, 5, and 6. Come on. 4, 5, and 6.
First Chronicles chapter, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bade him for Red and Zorah. All these sons of Judah were 5. Verse 5. Now the sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hamut. Verse 6. And the sons of Zeret, Zerah, and Ethan, and Haman, and Calco, and Derek, 5 of them in all.
Ain't that something? Now, Mother Dear of Israel. Now, you got your mark already. Found this Chaco and Dadar have a father, and we found out that his father, according to verse number 6, Chaco and Dada, father's who?
Zora.
Ain't that something? You see how you find? It's how you find out something, Mo. Y'all got to find out something, so we got to know what we're talking about. So now when we come back over here. And 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 31, and we see all these names in here again. See, Mother? So now we know how to put their father in there whenever we get ready, because we know what's going on by precept of your Bible. Is that right, Mother?
That's right.
Let's get a case in point on that, Mother. We get a case in point on that right now by you coming back and reading verse 31 again. And whenever you're ready, you can do whatever you want to do in 31. The world listening. You take your time. Do whatever you got to do in verse 31. Let's see what you do.
Okay.
First Kings
First Kings chapter 4, verse 31. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan and Doronite and Haman and Calco and Derek, sons of Zora.
Excellent. That's good, Mo. That's good. Right there. So now we found out, so we're going to find out right now, Solomon from Perez was, and these are the offsprings of Zora, Chaco, and Dada. Now these two names are very important, because these are going to be the two names that we're going to bring and put a red in your lap in lessons to come. See, this is called Black History Month. This is a true Black History Month. We found out that when we step in the Six Anointed Camps. So now we got Chaco and Dada. These are the sons. They are Judah, and they are from the tribe of Judah, but they from the tribe of Zora, the red of the red nation. Is that right, mothers?
That's right.
So we got that part, and I'm very happy. I'm very happy to know that we got that part. Because, see, when we advance in this lesson, when we start getting the real cooking, we be able to see the picture exactly who these people is then and who they are now. So Mother E, go to first book. I mean, go to Ecclesiastes 4:19, the closing statement. So we'll, the closing statement, remember, Mar broadcast on the 7:30. Let's go read the verse, Mother. We're going to get the closing statement, Mother. And remember, tomorrow, back on airways at 7:30, because it'll be class setting in all six camps. So now we go on to Ecclesiastes, Mother, 4:19, and get our closing statement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 4:19, the closing statement. Mm-hmm.
I know Ecclesiastes. Wait. No.
Mother D of Israel, have me Ecclesiastes, Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 down to verse 33 in the closing statement. Come on, Mother.
I know 19 is 16. That's where it goes.
That's where it goes. Give me what you got there.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 16. There is no end of all people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and vexation of spirit.
So otherwise we know right now that Perez sent us to steer here today, and Zora to send us to steer here. It's no end to the people. So everybody's still here, Mother. We just got to identify them in another lesson to come. Close the statement, come on. Catch you tomorrow at 7:30, top part of the Sabbath day at 7:30 back on the network. So close the statement, Mother. Bring it out. Come on.
Thank the praising Yahweh for the class. Thank the praising Yahweh for the teachers. Thank the praising Yahweh for the one that's listening. And just thanking and praising Yahweh that I'm able to be in the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother D of Israel. 33, verse 30 and 33 in the closing statement. Catch you tomorrow at 7:30. Come on. Eyeball to eyeball, live class. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 30.
33. 33.
Okay.
Verse 30 down to verse 33 in the closing statement. Come on. Catch him
all. Ezekiel chapter
7:30 on the network.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 33, verse 30, read. Also thou son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you by the walls and in the door of the house, and speaking one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh. 31. And they come unto you as the people come, and they set before thee as my people, and they hear my words, but they will not do them. For